Welcome to SAW, the Sequential Artist Workshop. I'm Tom Hart, and every week we invite a new fabulous artist to lead us through a 30-minute exercise about ourselves, about our places, about our history, and then we gather around and share what we've done at the end. Who do we have this week? What did we share? Come join in. Come take a look. Come be a sequential artist with us for one evening. Come join us on the socials. Sometimes it's Comics Workshop, sometimes it's SAW Comics. Either way, come check us out and welcome.
Welcome, everybody. I've had a hectic week, so this will be a hectic intro. I hope you don't mind too much, but it won't be that bad. I'll share my screen. If you've been here before, and a lot of you have, all you know all this. But if you haven't, maybe some of it will be new. This is the We Believe in Comics Friday Night Workshops that we took over from The Believer, RIP. I guess Believer is kind of still online, but their print magazine isn't even around anymore. But anyway, we're really grateful that they let us take it over. We are the Sequential Artist Workshop. We are a nonprofit. We specialize in courses and learning experiences in comics and graphic novels. So you can find us at learn.sawcomics.org. I think we finally got the URL transferred, so just sawcomics.org also works. So kind of crazy. Anyway, coming soon next week, we'll be drawing Anxiety, probably be the opposite of this one, with Aaron Williams. So that's the 25th, and the link is already in the chat. Lila Corman's mentoring group starts in April, if you're interested in that. All of these you'll find at learn.sawcomics.org. And we're ramping up for the graphic novel program, which starts in June. So really start talking about that some. We have some ongoing groups that you can join and get lots of support and be seen and get published and all sorts of things. Come with free courses like these four. I can tell you more about that some other time, but really want to get you in the graphic novel program if you're interested in pushing all the way and getting a graphic novel made. This program's for that. That's also at learn.sawcomics.org. But in the meantime, share what you do tonight and share anything. You can share anything at members.sawcomics.org. You can share what you do tonight with the hashtag Friday Night Comics, and you can tag us at Comics Workshop. And I assume Ashanti will share a handle also. Yeah, we like donations. Thanks to those who have donated. We get a couple every meeting. I really appreciate it. These will be in the chat as well, some links for that. It's kind of like passing the hat around. And again, find us at members.sawcomics.org. Be nice, no inappropriate speech, and enjoy. One last thing, I should probably shuffle this in earlier, but if you're watching or doing it through Eventbrite, some things can be frustrating. And I don't exactly know, because I do it through Zoom and I'm the host, so I don't exactly see the user experience. But if you open in Zoom with this arrow at this button here, you'll have a little more functionality. Some people get really frustrated because they can't raise their Zoom hand. But if you can't, let us know in the chat and we'll do our best to get you seen. So anyway, I'll stop sharing my screen. And there we go. And then I'll take a minute to look at the chat. Ashanti, I'm so glad to meet you, and I'm so glad you're here. And and please, like, promote anything you want to promote. And also, thank you for sharing whatever you're about to share with us. So take it away. I'm gonna turn off my camera and my mic, but I'm here and I'll be in the chat. And if you need me, just holler.
Wonderful.
And I'm gonna spotlight you also, if that's okay.
Totally. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
And hello, everyone. Thanks so much for coming to this workshop. So I'm going to do a quick introduction, a little bit about me, a little bit about the workshop, a little bit about what you can expect there, and then we'll jump right in. So first of all, I'm Ashanti Fortson. I'm an illustrator and cartoonist and professor and editor. I wear a lot of hats. I do a lot of comics. Comics are my favorite thing. And I love to teach comics. So I'm really grateful to the Sequential Artist Workshop for this opportunity to share this workshop with you all. The workshop topic for today is envisioning energy. So for a little bit of context, with the Believer workshops, I ran a workshop called Capturing Comfort, which was based around the idea of encapsulating an imagery and thinking about reflecting on what brings us comfort during difficult times and how we can kind of channel that those ideas into our artwork and kind of connect with that and manifest that in our lives. I felt that as we're coming into spring now, that I want more energy. I don't know about all of you, but I want more energy. I want more physical energy, mental energy, creative, emotional, interpersonal energy. And that's what we're focusing on today, is how can we think about, identify, describe in imagery the things that bring us energy. And the many different kinds of energy that can refer to. There is, as I mentioned, physical, creative, emotional, mental, spiritual, community-based, et cetera, so that's what we're really going to be tackling today. In terms of materials, the only things you need are a surface and a drawing implement. So that can mean classic paper and pencil, paper and pen, paper and marker. If you have something like a drawing tablet or an iPad and an Apple Pencil, feel free to use that as well. There's absolutely no materials specifically needed. As long as you can put a comic on something, you're good. And before we jump into the workshop proper, a little bit more of an in-depth dive into my work. I'm currently working on my graphic novel, my debut graphic novel, Crescent Petra, through HarperCollins, which I'm very excited about. It's about a robot, an android, and an autistic teenager who connect and navigate their shared and individual struggles with personhood in the context of near future Boston amid anti-AI protests. I've also done a lot of short comics and a lot of anthologies, and I'm working on a lot of other stuff I can't really talk about right now. It's that that awkward space in a cartoonist's work schedule where everything is hush hush. But more stuff soon. Tom very kindly linked my website in the chat, ashantifortson.com. Where you can see my comics and illustration work and peruse if you so wish. Thank you, Tom, for also linking my Instagram. For those of you who use social media, Instagram and Twitter are the websites I use, and my handle on both of those is Ashanti Fortson, at Ashanti Fortson. Please, 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 if you want to share your finished comics after this workshop with, you know, put them on Instagram, put them on Twitter, please tag me if you want to. I would love to see what you make. So you can just at me in addition to tagging at Comics Workshop and using hashtag Friday Night Comics. So let's get into it. I'm going to rotate my little table here, bring the computer down a tiny bit. For this, I'm going to be using a big pad of paper here, and just adjust that a little bit. I'm going to be using Posca pens because they're very visible. So they're bold colors, big lines. I have the medium size, so they're nice and big for a workshop like this. They come in lots of colors, which is nice. So I'm gonna start by getting out my black because we're going to start by drawing panel borders to give us some structure for the drawings we're going to make through the steps of this workshop. The paper size doesn't terribly matter in terms of what you're drawing on, so I'm going to be guiding you all through the proportions that we're kind of using. If you want to explore something else in terms of layout, please feel free. Just know that we're going to be doing five panels. So four panels that have kind of equal importance, and then one big panel at the end. If you choose to do your own layout that is independent of what I'm showing, but To start off, we'll be doing the panel borders. So we're going to be dividing the page into thirds. I'm going to start by drawing a big kind of page live area, so to speak, on the paper before dividing it into panels, because I have a big paper here. We're going to go ahead and start doing that. Doesn't super matter if it's a straight line anywhere, if it's a wonky line. Doesn't have to be perfect. Do let me know if there are any visibility problems as I draw here. So I've got my wonky little slightly hourglass shaped page rectangle here, and up a third from the bottom, so around right here or so, I'm going to draw a horizontal line all the way across. That's going to be the last panel. So I'm going to start with that. And then the top two thirds here are going to be four panels that are all equally sized, approximately. So what I'm going to do for that is, in the middle of this line here, I'm going to draw a line upwards to meet the middle of the line up here. So I've just bisected this larger two-thirds area. And then I'm going to do the same horizontally in the middle of this two-thirds area as such. So now we've got one, two, three, four, five. And once you have your five panels, we're going to go ahead and jump into panel one. So what we're going to tackle in panel one is what energizes you. A bit of explanation about each panel will follow the kind of overall prompt. So for panel one, we'll look at something that you do, mundane perhaps, so a habit, a routine, a ritual, an activity, a quiet moment to yourself, that energizes you and helps you get through the day, the week, the phone call, the school day, you know, what have you. That's what we're going to do in panel one. So if you're not sure how to depict something like that, let's say, for example, you always have a specific breakfast or a specific drink. Draw that drink. Make us feel it. Bring out the energy of that drink. Bring out the energy of the music that you listen to get you going, to get you pumped. Find a fun way to depict what energizes you. I'll be grabbing another color for this. Okay. For me, what energizes me is always, always, always taking out my rats. So I have three pet rats. And they're very sweet. Their names are Squid, Onion, and Sesame. They're actually right to my side here, but they're all napping. So I'm gonna draw them. We're going to spend around around 5 to 8 minutes on each panel. Doesn't have to be exact, but that's about how long we want to pace this out for. Onion has a little bit of almost like a sesame seed shape right on her forehead. She's a tuxedo rat. So she's got black fur and a little white sesame seed right on her forehead. Can't see the rats. Oh no, maybe at the end of the workshop I'll bring out the rats on camera. If anyone wants to see rats. In response to Rebecca's comment in chat, she would love it. Great. The rats would love the attention too. Yes, potential rats. I will warn ahead of time if anyone does have a rat phobia. They're very cute, but absolutely. They have these little hands. I've drawn this one a little bit creepier than I meant to. But they have these cute little hands that they used to steal all sorts of food with. And add a little bit of blue over this orange to help bring it out. Since I usually want there to be enough contrast, and I'm using light materials. Let's see. Could we avoid words? No, I think that's totally up to you. I'm going to be staying away from words in mine. But if you want to include words in your comic, phrases or lyrics or anything, please feel free. Words can be very energizing as well. My blues is kind of dead. Oh no. Okay. Rest in peace, Blue Marker. Let's see here. We can go ahead and move on to the next panel. In just a moment, I'm going to make Onion a tiny bit more visible and the silhouettes of these ratties a little bit more visible. And then we can move on to panel two. Okay. So panel two is going to be based on motivation. So I want you to think about something or someone or someones who motivate you, that motivate you. And the way that differs in this case from energizing is something or someone that makes you want to do your best. Could be a parent, could be a child, could be a grandchild, could be a sibling or a friend, could be a pet. I could draw my rats again, and this could all just be drawings of rats. It won't be. Think about what motivates you. I'm going to draw for panel two now I have to think about, self-reflective existential questions a little bit as I'm doing this. Going through all of the different important people in my life. Sometimes comics involve a lot of indecision and thinking, and that's part of it. I'm going to put a drawing of my younger self. That's sometimes who I think about when I'm making work or thinking about what kind of work I want to make. What would I have wanted to see as a child? What do I need now, and how does that relate to what I've lived through and what I've experienced? These days, I do make work mostly for myself in terms of why I make art and whatnot. But I think in terms of motivation, I want to do right by people who are like me and unlike me, and who need art and stories in different ways. I didn't technically have big round glasses as a kid. Those are something that I only got as an adult, but I wish that I did. The second panel, Jamie, is something or someone that motivates you to do your best. Drawing a big sweater here. So I've always loved big sweaters. I'm actually going to go back into my red panel a little bit to define parts of them a little bit more while we're continuing to work on and finish the second panel. And add a little rat tail at the top. I'm also going to add in some strawberries in the wrap panel as well. Because boy, oh boy, do they love strawberries. Okay. Another minute or so on panel two. Magnolia, the instructions for panel one, and hopefully Tom can put this in text in the chat again, but the instructions for panel one are something mundane that energizes you to get through the day, the week, difficult phone call, school day, work, etc. So something that energizes you. Also, thank you, Tom, for putting that in chat. Okay. Probably the rats would draw strawberries in panel two, something that motivates them. That is absolutely true, Libby. Absolutely true. All right. For panel three, and if you're still working on previous panels, no problem at all. For panel three, we're going to tackle inspiration. So what inspires you in any way? This specifically creates an opportunity to think about what sparks that feeling of inspiration in you, what refreshes you, what gives you a new perspective. This can be creative inspiration, it can be athletic inspiration, literary, personal, you know, all sorts of ways to inspire and all sorts of sources. So this can be, again, music, art, a great movie, a person, a thing, anything at all. It can absolutely be a person in your life who inspires you, Zosie. Yes, go for it. For mine, I'm going to grab a green. Maybe a yellow too. I'm going to draw, sorry about the pasta noise. I gotta shake these. I'm gonna draw some leaves. Nature is something I find really inspiring and really beautiful. And something that, to be honest, I could draw for every single panel as well, as well as rats. So I'm going to take the opportunity to put in some nature here. Doesn't show up. I've got a couple of plants in my studio here, so I'm going to draw them. They're always making my morning so nice. So a little homage to the plant friends who live in my studio. I find that there are so many really wonderful sources of inspiration in so many expected and unexpected places. You know, speaking both as an artist and just generally as a person, there are so many beautiful things in the world. And, you know, that's something that I'm thinking a lot about these days as we then head into spring, of course, and as there's a lot of difficult stuff in the world, I think about, you know, how lovely it is to go outside and look at the crows in the neighborhood, or you know, the daffodils budding out of the ground after a hard winter. It's always reminding me how much there is, you know. I always feel pretty sentimental about that kind of thing once spring hits, personally. Just kind of outlining these drawings in black again to give them a little bit more contrast, a bit more legibility. And I'll go back in with this yellow too. All right. I'm going to take another minute or so to finish up panel 3, and we'll move on to panel 4 after that. For panel 4, I want you to think about and draw what gives you power. So by power, I mean confidence, resilience, compassion, strength, perseverance, determination, any and all. What gives you power? For this one, I'm going to touch on a little bit of what I said in panel 3, kind of coming out of winter time and coming into springtime. I've been finding recently that spending more time outside, kind of on the porch, looking out the window open, that sort of thing, gives me a lot of power, personally. I think spring is one of those parts of the year that for me really is invigorating and is a chance to reflect on and build on, you know, all of these things that we're talking about and drawing here. So I'm going to draw a rendition, an adaptation of the view from my porch, which I don't have reference for, so I'll do it my best. Starting with the sun. Steps. A path in the magnolia tree. starting to bud the magnolia tree. I'm going to put some buds in there before I fill in the tree with some brown. Plenty of nice grass on the side. And there's some daffodils starting to bloom on the other side, which I'm very excited about. A little bit more visible on the screen. Thank you, Tara, for the kind message. Grateful and working diligently towards perseverance, compassion, healing, and peace. A lotus position in yoga. Yes, I can imagine that would be quite the challenge. Certainly, if there's no reference handy, I can't imagine. Brown to work nicely, so we're going to fill in the magnolia tree with some brown so it stands out a little bit more. I'm going to take another minute or so to finish this up, so we can move on to the last panel. There's some railing there. Some kind of brick cobblestone walkway. The sky as well, some clouds, some blue to indicate the sky. Okay. So for our last panel, we're going to kind of bring it all together. With all of the little things we've collected in the panel so far. So energy, motivation, inspiration, and power. What do you want to do with it? Where do you want to put it? Where do you want to direct it? What do you want to do? That's what's going to go in our big panel. Five. Doesn't have to be a huge drawing, doesn't have to be a complex drawing. Just thinking about where you want to put that energy. Could be family, work, community, activism, artwork, music, hobbies, anything. Could be your garden, your house, your apartment. Could be remembering to take care of yourself. I'm going to draw different kinds of artwork. Because that's what I find that I want to use in my life for good, both kind of community good, personal good, creative good, That's what I find fulfillment in. So that's what I want to prioritize. This is going to be an embroidery hoop down here, but right now I've just drawn the frame of the hoop. So I want to make sure to draw everything else in the panel first. I'm going to put a palette with some colors that I'll fill in with color. Let's go ahead and put a brush there too. Another embroidery hoop over here. It's been something that I've been very, very into. Embroidery. Of course, we're going to put in some comics. Ooh, uh-oh. A live drawing accident. We've got a blotch of paint marker. That's part of it. So I'm gonna get a towel real quick right here. And clean up this ink blotch. Where it says, that happened to me when blocking out the panels. I use Posca too. It's the danger of Posca. They're very powerful markers. This is one of the real inevitable dangers of paint markers, of pens, fountain pens, anything. It happens. So now you can see there's a lovely process accident on my paper. Maybe I can turn it into something. Let's see if I can adapt it. We're gonna make it into another paintbrush. So it's gonna come up like this. And we're gonna give it some color at the end so that it can feel a little bit more intentional. Let's use some red. I haven't used red in this one before. So we'll put red on the palette as well. And let's put some red on the embroidery hoops. Do some roses. Do a rose over here too. And we'll go ahead and take another minute or so to finish this one up. Tom says, I love that last panel. Looks like an art tree dripping art things. There you go. It was all part of the plan. Absolutely. All part of the plan. I think part of art making is embracing when something is not part of the plan. And when something kind of comes at you unexpectedly, either in a way that is quite unavoidable, like an ink blotch running down the page, or, you know, an idea hitting your head and not letting go when you're writing a book or graphic novel or something like that. You can never fully predict what's going to happen. But running with the punches, I think, keeps things fresh. I'm going to add the final little touches to this last panel. I was going to put comic panels in the book before our art tree appeared. So I'm just going to add some panels underneath the paintbrush art tree and outline the book a little more. Okay. And maybe let's put a pencil here and here. Okay. So this is my comic. I'll bring it up to the screen. Do a little sharing time, both from me and then from all of you. So this is my little comic. I usually don't use Posca's, so it's a fun and exciting experience to use that material. But I actually think the accident's one of the most fun parts of the comic, so that's how it goes.
Thanks, Ashanti. It's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Some people are already asking to share. Can I get you also to raise your Zoom hand using hitting the reaction button?
Yes, wherever that let is. Me go ahead.
Yeah, that just sort of pushes you up to the front so we don't lose raise sight of you. And I'll just spotlight some people if that's okay.
Absolutely, take the lead.
Great, okay, we'll go to Jeannie and then Michelle and Kathy, who's actually somebody else. Okay, here we go. Oh, Jeannie, you're muted.
You're good now.
Okay. Yeah. So first one is energy. That's what I get when I'm swimming. And my pen leaked, which kind of makes me look like I got a mustache, which is just fine. And let's see, it was energy and motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Me as a little kid, my little inner child, motivation, inspiration, nature. Yes. And the view out my studio for what was the fourth one? The fourth one was power. Yeah, that's where I get my power from, those little hummingbirds at my feeder. And then what do I want to do with it? I want to keep going.
Jeannie, I love this. What a lovely comic. And may I say, what charming drawings. They're like, did you use watercolor as well?
Watercolor pencil, which is why this is a little bit less vibrant here, because I haven't added the water yet.
But. Oh, it looks gorgeous. It looks gorgeous. So I love that second panel. With your inner child jumping for joy, so fun.
Yeah, with her skates.
Yes.
I always had skates, a little skate key around my neck.
Oh. Love it, love it. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
All right, we'll go on to Mishka.
Hello. So, can you hear me? All right, so I am energized by, I'm solar powered, and I have prisms around my house that make rainbows. And I get really excited when I see a real rainbow in the world. And then chocolate, of course, energizes me. Then to represent my friends, I tried to draw them kind of diversely with, my friends are my fan club and they cheer me on. So that's them. They want me to make more and I don't. And then they keep telling me to. I'm inspired by the really great collection that my public library has of graphic novels. So this is my shelf at home of all the books I've checked out from the library. So I'm sorry for those of you who are waiting. And this is, I'm empowered by getting out into the world and bumping into people. And this is a slight homage to my best friend who used to draw little people like balloons like this. And then I was able to bring it all together. Yay. And much like Jeannie, I want to make work.
I love it.
And all these things.
I love it. Love how you drew your friends and the world as kind of as the hearts. It's such a fun idea, and the balloons as well. so, so, so fun. I love it. So colorful too.
Oh, thanks. I just use all my markers.
That's, you know, go for it.
Since I was a kid.
Thanks. Awesome. We'll go to Kathy next. Here we go. Oh, and you're muted too.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, you muted again, Kathy.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Mine is, I kind of followed my day a little bit. Getting up in the morning, seeing the sun coming up. I like early morning. Cup of coffee and a granola bar gets me going, and it gives me a routine that really does help me. Second panel was who energizes you. I often get to go for a walk with three dogs and my husband before we go to work. So that's great. And I do love being in nature also. Inspiration. I'm reading the paper a lot more than I used to because I've retired. And that gets, I love the regular comics anyway. And editorial comics, they both get me going when I see a good one. Of course, my own particular taste of what a good one is. And what gives me power is napping. So then, you know, it was very interesting. The first thing that popped into my mind when you asked about what does that allow me to do was I'm doing a little bit of work with kids, teaching in a Sunday school program, but I love bringing art into that, you know, and they love having a project or something. So we have fun with that. And then I also am motivated with the idea that I can send some stuff to either, you know, a local exhibit or once in a while I've sent something to a newspaper, that kind of thing. So that's me.
I love this. So, so, so nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. The napping couldn't be more real.
That's what gives me energy when I poop out. Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll go to Cheryl. Thanks, Kat.
You're welcome.
Hi. So my first panel for energy was dance. And my second panel, was it motivation or something? It's like deadlines, doing something at 11:59 PM so I can get it submitted. inspiration, just like playing with blobs of paint. Like, there's some like Daniel Smith paint that will just kind of do beautiful things if you throw water at it. Power was my brain. I like how I drew myself and I look like a little kid. And then putting it all together is being with community. I drew Ashanti and my super messy desk full of collage and comics and cutouts and brushes and scissors.
I love this, Cheryl. I love your ink work. The dancers are so fluid and beautiful. Really great work.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
All right. We'll go to Beth. There we go.
Hi. Okay. So what gives me energy is, green tea drunk out of a matcha tea latte, actually drunk out of a Batman mug I made myself. And then what inspires me to be my best self is my dogs. And I drew from the one who's sound asleep next to me. What inspires me is Megan Rapinoe, but mostly is this position that Megan Rapinoe took in that moment of kind of claiming her victory and power. I just so love that. The purple-haired lesbian goddess. What gives me power is not the actual Batman. Like, I know he's not real, but it just, you can see all of the Batman. And then the last thing I have for what do I want to do with it? It's funny. I started to draw myself making comics. And then in fact, what I really wanted to do with it was draw myself, teaching comics, you know, increasing people's appreciation of comics, making comics, reading comics, all the things. So that's what that is. Sorry about the light being weird, but.
Love it. Love it. Love.
Very nice.
Love how many Batman are on that. I'm on that page as well.
Can't quite help it.
Thank you.
Muted. We'll go to Michael and then Jen and then say goodnight. Let's see. Replace. There we go, Michael.
Okay. So what I've got here is to get me started with energy in the morning, obviously, is a glass of orange juice or eating an orange. And what inspires me to have energy. To the right of that is interacting with other people. This is supposed to be a drawing of people carrying something heavy, like a big rope. And then below that, what gives me hope is when the sun comes up in the morning. And what gives me energy is every morning I try to go outside and run up a staircase with 35 stairs out on a neighboring street. And then what do I use all this for? I mean, the obvious choice seemed to me is we got to get world peace. And so there are a couple of doves.
Oh, love it. Oh. Love it. Your second panel with all the people carrying the rope, I love that. Such great imagery.
Yeah, in a way that's kind of interchangeable with the one about running upstairs in terms of getting a sense of power, but one is interacting with the other people and the other is one I do by myself.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Michael.
Sure. Great, thanks. We have Jen and then we can get Jamie in too. Let's go to Jen.
Me, Jen?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yes,
you, Jen. One
of the most common names in like years. So anyway. Okay, so I had fun with this. I really did. And it made me like appreciate a lot of stuff. And I've just come off of this week of doing parent-teacher conferences, and which can like kill you, just literally like kill your spirit and everything else. And it actually energized me. I don't know why, but mundane energy givers are my coffee and my egg white and cheddar and tomato sandwiches in the morning. What motivates me to be better is the three little kitties that share my apartment with me and my students. What inspires me is the world outside me and all of the art that people create and watching other people do art. What keeps me going is the faith in something bigger than me. Just that there's more out there than just what's in front of me. What do I want to do with all of this energy? And I realized as I was making this panel that I've been really happy teaching this year. And that's a huge change because I've been burnt out for about 10 years. And so it's a big change to realize, you know, I think I really want to keep doing this for the next 8 years until I retire. And comics. And I also realized comics has also been about a 10-year journey. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jen. What a beautiful comic. And I really relate to that fourth panel with what keeps you going and the kind of the scene of outer space. That's very real and very beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Great. Thanks. We have time for Jamie and so let's
okay go. I know, ignore my background, okay. Sorry.
There you go.
One of these days, but I still like them. Okay, so what energizes me is listening to punk rock music and riding my bicycle really fast around Central Park. And then what was this one? Oh, something that motivates you. I don't know, like a sense of spirituality. Like I always feel like, you know, try harder. God is watching. I don't know. I've got that going on. And then over here, this is like my buddy Ernie. He passed away, but he was like the king of all dogs. And so he was very brave and strong and fearless, unlike me. And so he's kind of my inspiration. And then like Mother Nature and animals give me power. And then I want to write a book about Ernie. And that's the end. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Jamie. That's a beautiful tribute. And I love your use of spot color as well.
Oh, thanks. That's all I had time for. Everybody else is blowing me away. Thank you. It was such a great class.
Thank you. Thank you. Tom, should I go ahead and outro us with the rats?
Yeah. Everyone's asking. I almost forgot. Right. But in the chat,
oh, yeah, the rats.
Calling you about the rat. Too. Meanwhile, I'll tell everybody, Susan Marks is hosting an after party on Zoom. The link is in the chat several times. So scroll up and copy and paste that. You probably want to do that because I don't think you can open a Zoom link from another Zoom link. Maybe you can, I don't know. And thanks everybody Thanks, Ashanti. This was really fun. Oh my goodness.
What are their names again?
They're so beautiful.
This light gray one is sesame. Okay. This one on top is, which one is it? That's squid.
I want to see onions.
Onions over here. Face. She's the tuxedo one. She's got light feet.
Oh, they're adorable. I love this so much.
Thank you so much for the class. It was fabulous.
Thank all of you. Thanks to all of you for coming and making such beautiful comics and sharing them with me. Please feel free, if you decide to post yours on Instagram or Twitter, please feel free to tag me. I'd love to see your work. I'd love to share them, all of those comics in my stories on Instagram. And I hope that most of all, that this workshop was a fun chance for you all to revitalize yourselves a little bit, energize yourselves, think about all that good stuff in your lives. And thank you all again.
Yay. Thank you, Ashanti, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gallery.
Thank you so much.
All right. So nice. Thanks again. Thanks to everybody for being here. Next week, it's Drawing Anxiety with Erin Williams, and hope to see you somewhere again. Thanks so much. Have a great
late
afternoon or evening.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Amy, did you get your birthday drawings?
What?
Did you get your birthday drawings? Because I drew your background in your birthday drawing.
No, I didn't see anything like that. Did you? And you make me laugh so hard because we always draw the same kind of thing. And I also have a stack of library books. I'm like, these people are going to kill me. How many times can I keep on renewing? It makes me laugh. Where do I see what you drew?
I don't know where they are. I'll send you the one I drew of yours.
Okay, I would love to see it. Thank you. And you're Mishka, right?
Michelle, yeah. Mishka.
Michelle, okay, Michelle, cool. Thank you. Yeah. All right, I'd love to see it. Thanks. Have a good night.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for joining us. This has been a production of the Sequential Artists Workshop, or SAW. You can find us on social media at Comics Workshop and online at sawcomics.org. You can hear about our many courses at learn.sawcomics.org. SAW is a nonprofit and supported by people like you. Learn how to make a tax-deductible donation at the donate page of sawcomics.org. You can join our free community of comics explorers at members.sawcomics.org. Thanks so much for being here.